for a stiff drink. Time for us to get into the energy of the day, though. Great visualizations. What are you thinking about? What's in your mind today? There's what's in your mind, and there's what's on your mind. And so we try to get to both of those realities. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen. Everybody else is gone. Richie begins his treatment today for his lymphoma. Take him 3 or 4 months to go through that. He came up with a special idea yesterday so he wouldn't lose his hair. That'd be interesting. We'll get some pictures. We'll post them at DougSteffen.com. A lot of things posted there today, which we will go through as much as we can, especially in this hour of Good Day. Later on, we have our television news and a television trivia contest. In the meantime, the Queen of Sheep is not here. So let's get into some of the important stories of the day. I think with all of the focus, the conversation, I don't want to overuse the word focus, conversation about essential information that we get from the NSA, and broadly speaking, from all of the surveillance revelations of the past month or so, given the government's nosing around in reporters, journals, that sort of thing, the folks at CBS have been happy this week to tell everybody that, in fact, their journalist, Cheryl Atkinson, was spied on, and they did bring forth the proof. They spent the money to make the government understand that they were not going to be pushed around. And so the computer that was hacked by the forces of the government of the United States, another example of the people of these United States versus the government. There is the Fox reporter, there is the AP stuff. I mean, that's been in a chronological thing, chronological sense, has been well documented. Now, to move to another portion of violations of the Second Amendment, Facebook and Microsoft say that they have negotiated with the NSA, and their companies have been given permission to make new but very limited revelations about what the government has ordered them to turn over. So how many weeks is this going to go on? Wasn't it last week, Kenny, that we learned Facebook, Microsoft, Google, all together? Normally they're rivals, but they went after the Obama administration big time to loosen the legal gag. I don't think people understood that when this all came to light, thanks to Mr. Snowden, the government said to all these companies, you shut up. Don't you dare talk to the press about what it is that we have required you to do. Did you know that? That was part of this whole deal. The government said to the big three, if you will, what, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, those would be the big three, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So the government says you are not to talk about this. And so Facebook general counsel says that Facebook doesn't agree with that. And so then they negotiated guidelines so that they could reveal about 10,000 government requests from all kinds of government entities that over the last 2 years have been part of the quote-unquote investigations of the NSA. They, Facebook said there were 19,000 requests for information. The companies remain barred from revealing whether they actually received FISA requests, though, under this circumstance. The FISA requests legalize, don't they, the acquiring of all of this information. If you don't have a FISA request, then they're not supposed to give it to you, but they are under so much pressure from the NSA, they did it anyway, and then they said, wait a minute, we don't want to do this anymore. So this is the sort of shocking stuff that we continue to understand as these revelations become more a part of the conversation. Learning how much your society, my society, has changed since we all grew up. Think back to the baby boom era, back where technology was limited to the phone plugged into the wall. I remember having to call an operator for a long distance call. How many people remember that, huh? How many people, black and white television, and then colored television in the last years of the 50s? We thought high-fidelity record players with vinyl records brought us into the new age, the jet age. So this was the midpoint of the mid-century. A phone could be tapped, and it didn't seem to be, you know, you heard the stories about putting a bug in your house. The government visiting the phone company to attach equipment so that they could monitor conversations to get the bad guys, used against the mob more than anything else. People were not glued to their handhelds. People actually had conversations without checking for email and text messages during their dinner. Most people knew their neighbors and knew the neighborhood in which they lived. Except for cars and telephones and electronics like radio and TV, people lived in communities much as they had for the 200 years before that time. Then it's changed so much. It has changed to the point of being distressing and distracting, not only because of the privacy violations, the violations of the Second Amendment, but also just the fact that our lives are violated. How many times, I think I told the story, Meredith and I were sitting in a restaurant in Washington in April, and we were having breakfast, and she pointed across the room, or she didn't point, but she said, look over there. A mother, late 30s, daughter, 13, maybe 14, they sat at the table having breakfast with their iPhones. They didn't say a word, not one word, never mind a word. They didn't even look at each other. They ordered from the menu while they had their eyes glued to their iPad. They had their breakfast with their eyes glued to the iPad, and they walked out. The mother paid the bill, and then the daughter, following her, kept her nose right on the iPhone. Never took her eyes off of it for ordering, eating, and leaving. So, it's a weird world. Or is it weird? Is it just that's the way it is because of technology? I think technology is terrific. But in this circumstance, one wonders if it hasn't gotten really out of control. Or we are, and this is back to the Constitution, and do we have the skills, do we have the ability, do we have the wherewithal to look at the Constitution and say, this applies today? I think the point I was trying to make in the last 3 or 4 minutes is it may not. So is it time for a constitutional convention? I mean, people think that's a good idea.
I think that's a great idea.
It really is. We have to redo what makes this country tick in order not to be frustrated about a lot of crazy things that in the, you know, in the real world maybe aren't quite as important as we may think. How many people eat at the Red Robin? When the Red Robin comes, bob, bob, bob. Kenny and I were talking about this earlier. I never heard of the Red Robin. But you say it's a national chain?
Yeah, they have, I think, just under 500 restaurants across the country.
Wow. And what sort of food do they normally serve?
It's a family kind of place. They're, what they mostly do are they call them gourmet burgers. All kinds of different, some crazy, some very cool toppings that you can get on hamburgers and cheeseburgers. They have other things, too, but I think that's really what they're known for.
All right. Well, there's a certain amount of controversy focusing on an advertisement in which they mock vegetarians. And so we're going to talk about that as we move our way through the hour. 16 past right now. My focus is on your hair. Is your hair thinning? Does it feel like when you stick your hand on the top of your head, like I'm doing this right now, is this... Maybe you can hear me. Okay, I'm putting my hand. I'll put my microphone right on top of my head. All right, so I feel there's a little void there, but I'm dealing with it because I'm on to Provia. You can do the same thing. Provia is a natural hair thinning treatment that tackles the main causes of hair going thin or going away, going bye-bye. That's what McLaughlin says right at the end of his report. Bye-bye. Your hair going bye-bye. If it is, you're going to be able to turn that around quickly with brilliant results using Provia. You can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Imagine no more hair falling out in the sink, no more trying to hide that dreaded round spot in your head. Or maybe if you're a lady, you don't have male pattern baldness, but you're losing your hair. A lot of women are losing their hair these days, and this will work for you. Work for men, work for women, safe for those who have colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working. You get compliments, you'll be happy, Results are guaranteed or your money back. This, you just put this on the area where the hair is thinning. It cleans out the pores. Hair grows back in again. And it also thickens. It has something, a natural component to it that acts like a volumizer, like shampoo that makes your hair seem thicker and fuller. Well, that's all part of it. So if you'd like to take advantage of this opportunity right now by dialing 800-525-8319, you'll get a free month supply of Provia with your order. You mentioned Doug Steffen, you get free shipping, and you'll get a free surprise gift as well. So all these good reasons to help yourself to Provia, the way to make the thinning hair a memory, a function of the past, not the present. 888-525-8319 for Provia, 800-525-8319.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Whitey Bulger. People know the story of Whitey Bulger. Michael does because he's from Boston. I do because I'm from Boston. This is the infamous mobster who was supposed to have killed a couple of dozen people. Well, his hitman, the guy who actually pulled the trigger, was on the stand yesterday testifying against him. I would say that what he said isn't going to help Whitey. Whitey has a problem. What do you want to ask him?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On The Voice for this season, down to three finalists. Danielle Bradbury here performing All-American Girl with Amber Carrington, Sarah Simmons, and Caroline Glazer. All performers from this year on The Voice, right, Kenny?
I think so, but I'm not sure that that's what we're hearing.
What are we hearing?
I think this is Michelle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm on the wrong page. Sorry about that. You're right about that. This is Michelle. They all sound the same to me. I sound like an old fuddy when I say that. But anyway, Michelle Shamuel singing Counting Stars with One Republic. Okay, now we go to Danielle Bradbury. I'm sort of ahead of myself because at the end of the night, Daniel Bradbury actually was the winner. I don't know if that makes any difference. We listen to any of these other performers. There were a lot of guest stars on last night. Bruno Mars was on singing his new single. Cher was there singing a song called Women's World. But we get right down to the real reason for the program. It was to announce the winner and the positions in which the other two would end the season. So here's that announcement.
I will first reveal the artist in third place. The finalist in third place is the Swan Brothers. That, of course, leaves Danielle Bradbury from Team Blake and Michelle Shamuel from our new coach, Usher. Ladies, one of you is the voice. Let's find out who it is.
That's good for it. What is the prize for winning on The Voice? Is it a record contract like the American Idol prize worth $1 million, whatever it is? Anybody know what? After you go through all of this stuff for all these weeks and months, what do you get at the end of the day? Nobody knows.
Perfect. I don't know. I would hope it would be something good, but I was just thinking, I can't even remember who won last year or whatever happened to them.
No, well, that's because there are too many of these things. We can remember some of the original winners on American Idol, right? The first three or four. Some of them still around, still doing very well. And they're the ones, by the way, they're going to focus on, apparently, next year on American Idol, along with Jennifer Lopez, who'll probably be a judge. But I have a couple of the Idol winners who have become significant. But of the rest of these shows, as Kenny just suggested, who remembers anything about any of them? It's a flash in the pan. Is it entertaining? Yeah, for some. I think this show gets decent ratings, and decent today means 9, 10, 11 million people with so much competition from cable the average good show on television is garnering, I remember, at its height, 24, average 11, 12 million people a week. And that was considered fantastic, especially for a cable show. Then you know, you get down to some of these like NCIS that wins pretty much every week, has 14, 15 million viewers. American Idol in its heyday had 27, 28, 29 million viewers. But this last season they were, what, about 11 or 12 million? Certainly nothing to sneeze at from the advertiser's point of view. But the program just doesn't. They've run out of steam like everything else. It's kind of like we need a change. So what do? The new American Idol. Who could be the host? Ryan's gone. Put in a host who it would be. Who were we talking to the other day? That the guy who's a disc jockey and he's now on the entertainment shows? AJ somebody or other? Maybe he'd be a good host.
Oh, AJ Hammer.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The importance of play, not only for people, but pets as well. You know, during the first weeks and months of life, play serves as a learning experience for puppies. Play teaches them how to relate to other litter mates, their owners, and the outside world. The socialization that results from their play experiences is absolutely critical for the puppy's normal development. Regardless of age, regular play and exercise are vital for a dog's physical and psychological health and well-being. From a physical standpoint, lack of exercise generally results in obesity. Unfortunately, a very common problem in dogs, especially in older ones. From a psychological standpoint, the lack of stimulation through exercise and play can lead to boredom and result in a myriad of behavioral problems. In particularly severe cases, a lack of exercise can actually lead to depression in pets. It is therefore the owner's responsibility to ensure that his dog receives sufficient exercise, and play is an excellent means of accomplishing that. So exercise is really important, and don't forget to get down on all fours and play with the dog on his level. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I've always liked this. Always have liked this Good Day program. Intro, I guess we would call this. Rejoin, that's what some people call it. It is 33, almost 34 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Red Robin. When the red Robin. That's too easy, right? I shouldn't probably even do that. Don't go there, Doug. Don't go there. Don't do it. Please, don't do it. Kenny's warning me, I can tell by the sound of his chuckle. Don't do it. All right, so this ad, do we have a copy of it? Is there audio that goes with this? I'm not sure that we need to have the most of you, are you familiar with this? The question about whether or not vegetarians have a sense of humor is the question being asked after a Red Robin television ad offended herbivores by touting its 24 types of burgers and then noting with an implied eye roll and mock whisper, "We even have a garden burger, just in case your daughter is going through that phase." We do have the audio for this, right, Michael? Let's listen to the audio.
With 24 different burgers, Red Robin caters to a lot of different tastes. They even have a garden burger just in case your teenage daughter's going through a phase. 24 burgers, a million reasons.
Red Robin!
Yum!
I thought it was funny.
I think I almost missed that. Michael, play it again, will you?
Give me a minute.
Bring it back. We have to bring it back around into focus. Okay. Anyway, the commercial is part of a new campaign. An ad series aired, starting this past week. It has prompted outrage, however, among activists and on social media outlets, with a slew of horrified vegetarians taking Red Robin to task. Have nothing better to do with their lives, apparently. All right, play the ad again, Michael.
With 24 different burgers, Red Robin caters to a lot of different tastes. They even have a garden burger just in case your teenage daughter's going through a phase. 24 burgers, a million reasons.
Red Robin.
Yum. Yum. People for the ethical treatment of animals.
Oh, jeez.
Not happy about this. Let's see here. The executive director of our hen house, Jasmine Singer, said, quote, "Though I applaud any fast food chain that offers a veggie burger, I hope that more will do it, the idea that not eating animals is reserved solely for teenage girls going through a phase is obviously meant to insult both young girls and vegans." Why is Red Robin insulting the very customers they're reaching out to? And then over at PETA, they said basically the same things that Singer did. PETA is thrilled that Red Robin has veggie burgers, and we agree with the many comments that the one-liner in this commercial is a bit outdated. 13% of the U.S. population now identifies itself as vegetarians or vegans, which is one reason why more and more burger joints and other restaurants continue to add a wider variety of vegetarian and vegan dishes to their menu. Johnny Rockets, Fuddruckers, Smashburger, Denny's, have vegetarian burgers. I've actually had a veggie burger at Johnny Rockets. Pretty good. I've never been in a Red Robin in my life. Been a long time since I was in a Denny's. You don't go there, though, for a burger. You go for a Grand Slam, right, when you go to Denny's? Isn't that why you go to Denny's?
You go to Denny's because they're open.
Oh.
Well, I thought it was they're always open.
I thought that was the Waffle House. You went to the Waffle House because it was open. If they have great waffles. I'll never forget. I've always introduced my friends and loved ones to the Waffle House. And there's something about the Waffle House that I just find intriguing. And when Bob Kay and I, Bob's my general manager, when he and I travel across the country together, going to stations, visiting on our trips, we always have to stop at least once at a Waffle House. And driving Meredith back from Florida this past April, she'd never been in a Waffle House, and so I treated her to breakfast. Actually, though, now that I think about it, she paid. It was like $19 for the two of us. Pretty expensive for Waffle House meals. But she secretly, which kind of thing, she admitted to liking the taste of the Waffle House waffles. Very good stuff. However, you don't have any problem with PETA there. Red Robin told its vegetarian customers this week, it said, "I'm sorry," or "we're sorry." Quote, "If anybody was offended by the ad, we sincerely apologize. We value all of our guests, including those who want vegan and vegetarian options." The chain has offered both a vegetarian garden burger and a vegan boga. The boga burgers are awful. The stuff you buy in this, garbage. Terrible. If you make it, you know, kind of out of scratch, there's a little place that we go to on Beverly in Los Angeles called Lulu's. They have a great veggie burger. I'll have that. But it just goes to show you the reason, the whole reason that we put this story at DougStephan.com is to point out how foolish some people get about some of this stuff. Over the top foolish. But it's kind of fun, in a sense. Right? I mean, it's a two-page story.
I can't imagine that there are vegetarians and vegans out there who, when they're thinking of going out to somewhere to eat, are going to go to a place that specializes in gourmet hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have something else. This is for when you have a group of people who are going out, or your family's going out, and a member of your family is vegetarian, vegan, for whatever reason, whether it's a health thing, whether it's personal decision, whatever reason, it's so that it can be inclusive of everybody. But what they do is make hamburgers.
Right.
And this was a joke.
Hamburger. Hamburgers are hamburgers. Hamburgers are hamburgers. That's it. All right. Speaking of eating and different things, this story also from today's show at DougStephan.com. If you're looking for a cookie that's refreshing, look no further. Oreos this summer is coming out with a watermelon Oreo. The watermelon Oreo, reportedly the newest member of their limited edition flavors. Let's see, in the past there's been candy corn Oreos, birthday cake Oreos, blizzard Oreos, gingerbread Oreos. This one is a pink and green watermelon cream between the two vanilla cookies. And unlike some of its predecessors, the watermelon Oreo has received mostly positive reviews. I don't think that our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, was asked to pass judgment on this. However,
I'd be surprised.
Blogger Matt of Dinosaur Dracula wrote, quote, "The problem with so many of these old Oreo flavors is that they are sickly sweet to the point where cream tastes like honey." And there's a problem with that? He says, no, this is good. This is another blogger named Junk Food Guy. Says these didn't overwhelm me with artificial watermelon flavor. So there's 150 calories in this, 21 grams of carbohydrates, 7 grams of fat. And you get the rest of the article at DougStephan.com. You want to go try? Actually, I will try. I like Oreos, and I don't think I make a secret of liking sweets. I bought a Tootsie Roll yesterday for the first time, and I can't tell you how long.
Wow.
And I made the mistake of leaving the uneaten part on the dashboard.
Uh-oh.
So later in the day, I had a moderate problem.
But
we've all done that. All right, so anyway, a couple of food news items here just to keep you on top of that. Television news coming up. Jennifer's not here, and neither is Roberta. Don't have Queen of Cheap, but I do have a television report. Charlie Sheen in the news in a couple of different ways. I thought I would bless this feature with a bit of television trivia. Swell prize if you can tell the world that's listening at least a good day at 888-302-3684. What Thrush stood for? The revival of the Man from U.N.C.L.E. A fellow who plays Superman is going to be, the Ilya Kuryakin part is being played by Armie Hammer. What was the name of the character that was played by, what's his face? Anybody remember? And this is not part of the trivia question.
Napoleon.
Napoleon Solo. Right. Good. Good for you, Kenny. All right, so I want to know what Thrush, they were the bad guys. What did Thrush stand for in the TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? And they'll reappear in the movie for sure. Thrush were the bad guys, and Thrush stood for something. If you can tell me what Thrush stood for, this is really good. You're going to get a really swell prize because this requires either a great memory or a little bit of research. Either of those things will be rewarded when you figure out and call us with what the Thrush stood for. 888-302-3684. Answer to that and some television news coming right up here on Good Day.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. Really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to put more money towards fun in the sun than by shopping smarter? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer's about relaxing, enjoying the warm weather, and spending time with family and friends. But can you do all that and still save money? Michelle Murray from MoneySavingMadness.com.
From backyard basics and entertaining essentials to fresh fruits and vegetables and specialty cheeses, I shop at Aldi because it has everything I need to stay party ready all summer long. And I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocery stores.
What are your tips to keep summer more enjoyable and affordable?
You can beat the heat on hot summer days by adding a twist, like fresh fruits to refreshing drinks. Keep a variety of meats on hand, from beef to salmon to turkey, to keep your grill busy the entire season. And my number one tip for a successful summer is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more information, visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ken Kronhaus, by the way, I haven't asked you lately to give us an update on what's going on with both the... we always sort of limit it to facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. I guess those are the main places that there'd be comments, not necessarily on Pinterest where we are, or LinkedIn, or some of these other more specific social networking sites, right?
Right. On Pinterest, most people just either like or repin the things that we've put up there. And I just added the watermelon Oreos to our Pinterest board.
Yum.
So if you'd like to see those, you can check those out. Yep. Most of what's going on, especially on Facebook, are lots of comments for Rich about him starting his treatment today. Lots of prayers and good thoughts. He has lots of people in his corner pulling for him.
That's right. That's a good thing, too. People in the news today, Amanda Knox. How many people remember Amanda? She was the woman who was found guilty of killing her friend, and then she was exonerated, came back to America after, what, 4 years in jail or something over there? Well, the whole thing lasted?
Yeah.
She was interviewed on some show the other day, and I thought she was quite affable. I didn't spend a lot of time listening to her, frankly. But the High Court in Italy has criticized the appeals court that acquitted her, and there's another group that want to retry her. She's got about as much chance of going back there to stand trial for that murder again as I do. Why do they keep beating this dead horse? You got to wonder. But then you look at her and you think, okay, maybe they know something we don't. Do you ever have that feeling when you get right down to brass tacks? What do we not know? Do you ever really know? It's a question that Meredith asks all the time. It's a good question. Do you ever really know another person? Can you really ever honestly know? Like, Kenny, do you think you really know Lisa? Do you really know her? Who she is, what she's all about?
I like to think so, but I'm sure there are things that, not necessarily that she's kept from me, but just things that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. There may be things that you don't want to know, or she doesn't want you to know, that aren't, they wouldn't hurt the relationship. It's just some things are troubling, some things are hurtful, some things are hard to deal with, and you just don't want to. So makes it, I think, sometimes difficult, though, because really in a really close relationship, it's important to know as much as you can, I think, about the other person. But it takes a lifetime, or something takes a long time. And oftentimes people get married quickly, and they don't know anything about the other person. Nothing. Zero. All right, speaking of knowing, the question about thrush. What does thrush stand for in the TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Give you that answer in a moment. First, though, Charlie Sheen is in the television news today. Things are getting worse over at his show, Anger Management. According to sources, Charlie was on a mission to get his co-star, Selma Blair. I don't know much about her, but I've seen her name before. What's her story, Kenny? Selma Blair?
I'm not sure what her story is.
She's a good actress.
Beyond being an actress.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently she's been complaining about Charlie's work ethic, and he apparently succeeded to get rid of her. He gave producers an ultimatum saying either they fire her or he's quitting. And yesterday the studio said that Blair was out. Gone. Finito. I've watched that show once. Seemed to be moderately amusing, as he is from time to time. Speaking of time to time, Two and a Half Men creator Chuck Lorre, the fellow that is not exactly on the top of Charlie's love list, says that Angus Jones, the kid on Two and a Half Men, will come back next season, but not on a regular basis. I guess he's going to college, isn't he? But that's the excuse they use. But the real reason is he stuck his foot in his mouth when he said the show was lousy.
He said it was awful and he hated it.
Right. Well, I'd hate something too that was paying me $300,000 an episode, right? What does that figure out to over a 25 television season episodes, 25 times? That's about $7.5 million. Thrush stands for the technological hierarchy for the removal of undesirables and the subjugation of humanity. That's what thrush is.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to visit with our pet and wildlife expert. Oh, we don't need him today, though, as a wildlife expert, because Roberta's not here. So he can just be the pet expert, Warren Eckstein, who works very hard, very diligently at figuring out what the story is in terms of your animals, the loves that you have. I was talking to somebody, and I don't remember whether, I know it wasn't you, but I was talking about pet psychics. Did we have that conversation on the air?
We talked a little bit about it, yeah.
We did, yeah, okay. All right. I don't want to overdo that, except I'm fascinated with these psychics getting into horses and cows. And it's kind of like there are acupuncturists for horses and cows.
My veterinarian's an acupuncturist for horses. She does my dog, but she's also an acupuncturist for horses.
You know, I would like to have, and there are chiropractors for horses and cows. I would like to find an acupuncturist who could work on my cows. Is there a list somewhere? All those of you who are cow owners or lovers, you'll want to know where the nearest cow acupuncturist is. Bovine acupuncturist.
And it's amazing, Doug. My dog limped into this place 8 months ago, was given 3 months to live, and 8 months later he's running around like a pup again and feels great. But that's the acupuncture in conjunction with cold laser therapy.
You know, let me take a break and I want to get to laser therapy because Charlotte had some of it yesterday and you can see the difference. 5 before the hour, Warren Eckstein, the pet expert here on the Good Day program with a focus on laser treatments for animals in just a moment.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Granger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Warren Eckstein, the pet expert here on the Good Day program. He has a great line, by the way, of wonderful animal care products, vitamins, minerals, called Hugs and Kisses. You ought to check those out at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. Charlotte gets hers every day, 4 little pellets.
They aren't pellets, but they're little cubes. And as a matter of fact, they're almost gone, Warren.
Really? You need more? I'll send you some nuggets.
Can you send me some nuggets, will you, please? All right. So this business about acupuncture and chiropractic for small animals and large animals, this is quite a growing... I know that Meredith, who's the lady in my life, has horses, and she describes how this, the husband and wife team that are chiropractors, a woman has huge arms, and she works on the horses, and they work on the riders, too, to get them, you know, into the shape. Because, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. Look at all the good that acupuncture and chiropractor does to human beings. Why wouldn't it do the same for animals?
Hey, listen, here's the bottom line, okay? The concept is this. When I'm dealing with veterinarians, you know, people go to this specialist or that specialist, which is absolutely great. My buzzword is integrative. That is the buzzword. I like using a veterinarian that will use conventional treatments in conjunction with unconventional treatments such as acupuncture or the low laser therapy, which has worked wonders on my dog. And, you know, on the pet show, I hear this all the time, how wonderful the laser therapy is working. And even, you can't call it physical therapy because there were some legalities, but physical rehabilitation for pets, they're using hydrotherapy. They're using all different types of methods now, and it's really seeing results, such as chiropractics and even massage therapy. And they're even doing, now someone's doing a Pilates with a dog. And I know it sounds funny. It's called Pilates. I know it sounds funny, but the bottom line is anything that gets movement and makes you stretch and feels good, how can it hurt? That's my feeling.
That's Andrea Metcalf, who's also on this program every week. She's the one doing Pilates. You can see a picture of her doing it with her bulldog. It's actually kind of cool at her website. The recalls that you've announced, you were blogging in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com about Natura recalling some of its products.
And they're a big company. I cannot believe in the last year or so how many recalls. This is the second recall for this company, but how many recalls are taking place? My listeners around the country in Canada, Doug, are freaking out. They have no idea what to feed their dogs anymore. They're coming to me and they're cooking their own food. They're not buying anything with any product that was produced overseas. It's just really scary for pet guardians right now knowing exactly what to feed
their
pets.
So what do you
do? Well, I feed my dog a product where I know where it's coming from, and also with the same time, even my own product and every product we have on the website, every ingredient is made in the United States, and that's what you need to check for. Check the first ingredient on the label. It should be a protein like meat or fish or chicken.
All right, there's the word from Warren Eckstein.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.